Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
Podcast listeners, it is I, Golden J, hanging out with 3-time podcasting favorite Chico Noise and 1-time podcasting Jedi. It is the Skywalker. What's up, boys?
Skywalker.
It is I, the Skywalker.
I got a deep feel for going back and watching the Star Wars episodes. Maybe not the prequels or the... I want to go watch the last three again for some weird reason. Maybe because I went through like a deep dive the other night. I was sitting here just kind of chilling, playing around on YouTube, and there was a bunch of Rey stuff on there, and I was like watching it. It was weird, but just one of those things. When I'm working, I need to make sure I don't open Facebook or YouTube tabs unless I'm working in there, because then I just spend way too much time
watching
that clickbait shit. And it's like, what the fuck?
If you watch three, you got to watch them all.
And that's true. But I could watch the final three. And I've seen the other ones. I don't have time to watch any of them, so I was working last night with the TV on, and I ended up watching Men in Black 2. And then it went into The Fifth Element, and after I was done working, I just laid here and watched the Fifth Element on, like, TBS or some shit like that, and it was like, I could just, like, load it up on some streaming site and be done with it in the next hour, or I can sit here for the next 2 hours and watch all the commercials. And that's what I did.
Sometimes it's just nice to have that break.
Yeah. Just relax. But man, what a great movie The Fifth Element is. It's so good. And to think of where Bruce Willis is now and being sick and being so fragile, and then seeing him in all those action movies, it's a little heartbreaking, to be honest.
Man, that's a good cast in that movie too.
Once again, Chris Tucker as Ruby Rod. Yeah, I don't think they could have cast it better for that.
Rod.
Oh yeah, enjoyed it. So, what have you guys been doing?
Nada.
Cleaning.
I think the big question for the Skywalker right now is that we all left his house about 3:00 this afternoon. By the way, happy Easter to everybody out there. I know it's a couple days after, but we are recording this on Sunday night, and it is Easter Sunday, and we had a good meal and good company, and it was nice for all of us to be together. But I think the big question is, did you guys ever go back out and find the last yellow egg?
Oh God, no. I looked for a little bit while I was picking stuff up in the yard, but I never saw it. I know Mike looked for another 20 or 30 minutes after everybody left.
Man, every time I was out there, I just could not stop looking. I mean, it's like I'd go be moving stuff and I'm walking over areas that I'd already been at 10 times, but just kept looking.
You know, I was thinking about this when you guys left. It was the first year we did it because Melissa and Bill came up.
Right.
And we couldn't find one of Melissa's eggs. And it was 5 or 6 months later that I was out like pulling weeds in the landscaping. And I looked down, and I was like, oh, hey, here's that egg. And it had like, you know, a melted gross ass Reese's.
Well, I think that one's got one of those little puzzles in it or something. One of those little metal puzzles. So at least it won't be melted chocolate in there.
That'll just be nice and rusty by the time I find it. No, man.
Probably in like most obvious place.
Oh, it's gotta be. It was a good day though. It was a lot of fun and
yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Definitely one of my new favorite family traditions is that adult Easter egg hunt.
I missed a little bottle of the liquor in them though, to be honest.
I was thinking about that the other day too. So yeah, I should go and just, you know, hide a couple of shooters around the yard.
My luck, Aspen would find them and be like, this is mine. I found it.
It says strawberry milkshake on it.
Oh, but yeah, good to see all the grandkids. And like, I really haven't seen them much in the last week or, but you know, but still. Always fun. Always fun.
Have a good time.
Sora was tired tonight.
It's a lot of fresh air. And then you guys were out roaming around on the power wheel stuff when we left. So I imagine that's even more fresh air.
Yeah, she jumped on her bike and rode it all the way around the school parking lot. And
nice.
We ended up going up to the park for a little bit afterwards. Cool. And she passed right out on the couch, man.
So it was a quiet night in the Golden household.
No, before that it was my legs are mine.
Well, your mom posted all those pictures. Did you guys see them on Facebook? She posted all the pictures that she took.
Mm-hmm.
The group photo was absolutely my favorite. Your grandma just smiling with the biggest smile on her face, you know, standing up front. But the most interesting photo, and you have to go check this out when you get a minute. Is the one with Skylar and Jess and Aspen and Sora. Did you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
The reflection in the door.
Yep.
There's something wrong with Sarah's head. I think that we had the magical sunglasses from They Live on there, and I think she might be an alien gunner. I'm just saying. He's gonna go look right now.
No way.
When we were standing back there and you guys were taking those pictures, I'm like, I wonder how much of that reflection is going to show up in those pictures. And then when your mom was showing me, I was like, oh my, look at that. You going to screenshot that and send it to her?
Just wait till she walks down here. Oh, that's funny.
It was pretty entertaining.
And then I sent you that video of what Sarah did with Sophia on the bed.
Oh, that was hilarious. I was gonna text on there. I've had a few drunk nights that ended up just the exact same way. She's so close. All I know is that little itty bit of chocolate icing you gave her, and boy, she was about it, man. She was. It was insane. He's like, I'll take more of that. Reminded me of Ozzy eating ice cream. He had ice cream a little bit ago. And good Lord, you think it's the...
Hey, Penny had some ice cream too. Peanut butter ice cream. And she was, I finished it and I set the bowl off to the side and she sat there on the edge of the couch and just stared at the bowl. And then I'd look away and she'd creep a little bit closer until she had her paws on the end table there. And I looked over and went, Penny, and she'd back off. And then she'd start going again.
Oh, my sweet Penny.
Man, you know, you guys talk up Hudsonville ice cream all the time.
That's what it was. Hudsonville.
But Blue Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Blue Bunny, yeah.
They have a terrific cheesecake.
Really?
And that, man, that stuff is so good.
Your mom is an ice cream junkie, in case you don't know. She always has a tub of ice cream in the freezer, and 9 times out of 10, I don't even get to touch it. If I'm lucky, I walk out there, she's sitting there eating away. I might get a spoonful, but she is onto this thing now where she's kind of tired of those cardboard containers. So when we were at Meyer's the other night, she was like, I need ice cream. And she's like, but I want it in a plastic container. So she bought, I think it's Blue Bunny, but it's the soft serve. So she got one chocolate and one caramel something or other. And yeah, that soft serve is just so good from Blue Bunny.
Yeah, man, that's good ice cream.
The biggest issue with Hudsonville is that it's not soft serve. And right. It is, to dish it, you have to let it sit for 5-10 minutes out of the freezer before you can actually spoon it out of the container.
I found the heat from my hand from a couple minutes. We'll get the outside ring. So all my cartons look like, like it was the Devil's Tower out in Arizona, you know, wherever it is, you know, just a big circle around the outside and just the tower in the middle. Because, you know, that's where it heats up and it's nice and soft. And love me some ice cream. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah.
I normally don't dish it. I just eat it out of the carton.
That's what I'm saying. The heat from my hand and the carton will do it. So. Very rare do we just put it in bowls.
Yeah.
I have this thing where no matter what ice cream I get, if I put it in a bowl, I'll sit there and mash it up to where it's almost soupy and then eat it. That's how I like it.
Oh, man, just... I like, if I'm eating ice cream, when I put it away, it has to be perfectly flat in the container. It's just an OCD thing. And she'll just walk in and she'll just take a big old spoonful out of it.
Just makes you have to eat more to make it flat again.
This is the same with chip dip. It has to be flat in the container. So I very meticulously scoop that chip across the top of the dip.
I have to eat ice cream sparingly. I love ice cream, but I have to eat sparingly because it messes with my stomach so bad. I might be a little lactose or something. I'm not sure, but it's ice cream, and I don't even know that milk does it, but I don't drink a lot of milk either. Yeah, ice cream kills me, but it's so good.
Well, it's like that first cup of coffee in the morning. I usually don't drink coffee during the week. It's only on the weekends because I know I got to drop a big old deuce like about 20 minutes after I finish that cup of coffee. It just helps clean the system in the first thing in the morning. So
Never fails.
So I imagine ice cream is probably the same way for you. You get it just kind of loosens up everything in there.
No, it just makes my stomach hurt.
Oh, well, that's no fun. But yet you continue to eat ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Love ice cream.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, boys. Are you ready to get into today's adventures?
Yeah.
All right. Skyler, are you going first?
Sure.
All right,
so located at 1018 West Edison Road in Mishawaka, Indiana, 46545 is Generations Adventureplex. This place is a arcade, a bowling alley, has a mini golf course, and it's pretty awesome. It's like Jungle George is on steroids. I've been a couple times. We went with Nick and Amanda right after they opened for their bachelor and bachelorette party. We went up and played some golf, or not some golf, some bowling, and drank. And then a few weeks ago, we went up for Ben's son's birthday party.
Oh, right on.
And got a little more of the in-depth picture while we were there. You know, they had a birthday package and all that. The laser tag is fun. It's not like it was at what's the place?
Combat Ops.
You know, you actually have to have the vest on and all that. And they're shorter rounds, half hour. But it is very kid friendly. The laser tag was. It was a lot of, like, you know, climbing over things and all that. The rock walls are, they have three separate rock walls that you can climb. I think they're $5 a piece. And if you have a birthday package, you can climb them for free. Since Scott broke his finger, I won't touch rock wall.
Yep.
What else is there? Oh, axe throwing. The axe throwing is... Have you guys been axe throwing by any chance?
We went axe throwing at Zao Island. It's a video game axe throw, so it's not an actual axe. It was more of a plastic deal with you know, those little, I don't know, like a dartboard type thing where, you know, had the little nipples that stick out and you stick them into that. That's all I can say. I'm trying to come up with nipples. I was trying to think of a nice way to say it, but that's right. Remember, your mom kicked my ass. Like, she hit like three bullseyes in a row throwing axe. So she actually wants to go try a real axe throwing place. So is that, I mean, that's what it is, right? It's a real deal.
Yeah, it's they have like probably 14 or 15 lanes upstairs open for axe throwing. It's $30 per person for an hour, so it's, I mean, it's a little expensive, but man, for some reason there is nothing as gratifying as throwing an axe at a piece of wood and watching it stick in it.
My thing is I've watched too many TikTok videos of people throwing them and then the axe is flying back and almost hitting them in the head. That's my biggest fear.
This was one of the things we did with Nick and Amanda, and Jess, every axe she threw, she never got one to stick.
Really?
Yeah. But they got mad at us while we were there because they put us in lane one on a pretty beat up board. So we would throw the axe and we'd stick it almost every time in the spot where it was cracked down the center.
Oh.
So we broke the board. I have it in my garage still.
You brought the board home with you?
Yeah, the piece we broke off. Well.
Happens when you have too many beers at the Generations.
Yeah. Well, the wood stinks too because they have to spray it with some kind of like vinegar solution.
Really?
Yeah, it keeps it wet so it doesn't splinter and break as easy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, good time. Axe throwing was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd like to go try it. We need to get out and do it. We've been talking about going up to this place, just haven't made it yet.
Yeah, Lorena at work that listens, she recommended going up here and then a restaurant right across the way from it.
Really?
Yeah. So Lorena, here's your Generations review. Not from all three of us, but yeah. Skywalker.
And well, all three of us should go up because they did just either the end of last year or early this year, they opened up their mini golf course. It's called Grizzly Falls.
I was just looking at the map. Looks pretty cool.
And it might be one of the better mini golf courses I played in the area. And you know, it's still really clean because it's so new, but it's a challenge. It's pretty cheap. $10 for kids, $8 for kids, $10 for adults. And I played it twice while we were up there for that birthday party. I played it once with Jess and once with Aspen. So
Nice.
Do they have like a family package? I mean, it's not a birthday package, but just like a family package where you could be like, hey, I'm going to bring a group of family up and we're just going to have a whole day.
They do like Sunday fun days, where you can pick what you do. So you can do like grizzly golf and games for $25. You get a round of mini golf and a $25 play card. That's $30. Laser tag and games. Two games of laser tag and a $30 play card for $40. And pizza and pins looks like 1 hour of bowling and one large pizza for $40.
Is that
a $15 play card?
Is that part of, I mean, it, is that like bowling and pizza for a group? It's not $40 a person.
I believe that's for, and that might be per person. I'm clicking on the thing, but it won't pull it up.
That's because we're all on this website.
This is the most traffic they've gotten in a while. They're going to look at their statistics and be like, why we got a lot of views on our website on that day?
The course looks amazing. How was it to play the Grizzly Falls course?
It was good, man. I mean, it's a solid course. It looks small when you get up there because they have it tucked up against the side of the building.
Uh-huh.
But they have it really well laid out, and that like you said, the holes are clean. They're really clean.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just looking at the layout here on the website. It's like, holy cow. It looks impressive. Lots of water rollouts, lots of water through the middle. Looks like they have a waterfall right there, huh?
Yeah, the hole 17 actually runs under the waterfall.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, so they built up a cave and the water runs down the side of the hole and there's a bridge you can go over, you can go around it. It's a cool course. It's definitely unique for this area. You know, most of our mini golf courses around here are real flat and
right. Looks like they've got half off Wednesdays, 5 for adults and 4 for kids, and then they have the family Sundays, which is $60, which is four mini golf passes, one large pizza, and then one pitcher of soda.
One pitcher.
Damn, I don't know what you guys would eat. Did you try the pizza?
Yeah, the food, it's kind of typical arcade food to me. A little cardboardy.
Uh-huh.
For the pizza.
Fair.
So not, you know, I wouldn't go for the pizza.
Right, right, right.
But if you're throwing a birthday party, man, you never go wrong with a cardboard pizza.
Jack's pizza.
Yep.
I love me some jerk.
But we didn't try any of like the sandwiches or anything while we were there. Cause they do offer wings, tenders, nachos, chicken sandwich, and a burger as well. The other really cool thing is they have a tap wall, like a beer tap wall up by the bowling alley.
Really?
So what you do is you load a card with money and then you walk up and you hold this card to the screen and it pours into your glass until you're out of money. So you can keep going back as long as you have money on that card and just keep trying different beer.
Ooh. Did you hear about that, Gunner?
No, I didn't. That reminds me a lot of at Disney, you buy a souvenir glass and it has a chip in the bottom of it and you put it up to it and it fills it till it's full. When you buy the souvenir glass, you have to pay every time. But like if you just filling a regular glass, you pay for it and then you put it on there and it fills it however much you paid for the glass.
Yeah.
So
that's almost exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. This is a cool place for our area. And the mini golf, the mini golf is worth it to me. So
we're gonna have a mini golf day where we just hit a bunch of courses.
Oh,
if that you would go be up, fun. If you go up to Mishawaka, you can hit this one, Mega Play, and the one in.
And Mega Play still exists.
Mega Play still exists. Granger Ninja Golf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we never did make it to Ninja Golf last year, did we? I see your tap wall here. That's pretty badass.
So yeah, guys, Generations Adventure Plex, 1018 West Edison Road, Mishawaka, Indiana 46545, Monday through Thursday 12 to 8, Friday 11:30 to 11:30, and Saturday 11 a.m. to 11:30, Sunday 1 to 8.
Nice.
Definitely recommend it, huh?
I do, man. It's a great place to take the kids because, you know, you can get a little bit of everything. A decent sized arcade with games for everybody. If you're into rock climbing, the rock walls were probably 30 to 40 feet high. And like I said, the laser tag was a lot of fun. You have to wait a little bit to get into it, but
right. Yeah, they're running them in half hour intervals, and you have to sign up and wait for your turn. But
it's not the same as going to Combat Ops, eh?
That is definitely the one thing that I think Combat Ops had over this place was the laser tag. There is way better.
Yeah, I feel like Combat Ops stuff is not. Like, this place looks really cool, even compared to Combat Ops. Combat Ops has laser tag. And we didn't play their mini golf course, I don't think, but it didn't look great.
No, and I think it's only a 9-hole at Combat Ops, too.
Yeah.
The other thing Combat Ops has that this place doesn't is the Nerf arena.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The Nerf arena.
Yeah, it's like laser tag with Nerf guns.
And bows.
Oh, I can't ever deem the shit out of that. Watch out.
I tell you what, man, you go up to this place, play one round of laser tag, half hour, you're going to be hurting the next day.
Oh, absolutely. When we had that place here in Warsaw that was
right on 130.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what was in there before, but. Was a grocery store when I was growing up, and then it's kind of changed hands, odds and ends, but they had that little laser tag place upstairs. So they had the go-karts downstairs and arcade, and then they had the laser tag upstairs. It was so much fun, but damn, after a 20-minute session, I was exhausted.
Was that called Something Fun?
It might have been, yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think we went there a couple times for different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe Darian's birthday, Darian and Ty's birthday parties at, you know, different times or whatever. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. I love playing laser tag. When I was a kid, we used to play all the time. We had all the guns and vests and all kinds of stuff. I mean, the guns that looked like there was something out of Battlestar Galactica, and I love that shit. But I have yet to, I just don't have the endurance like I did when I was a kid to go play and run around there and try not to get, you know, zapped. So I'd give it a shot. I'd go play for 30 minutes and then go take a nap.
The problem is the nap doesn't fix the issue.
No, the pain in the knees and the
combat ops just about killed me.
You're running through there. I mean, it's like legitimate. Like, there's people with different snipers and stuff and different guns, and like, you got to strategically play, and it's a lot of fun.
I just want to play like Barney Stinson. That's all. That's not all I'm saying. All right, too cool. Generations Adventure Plex. You say that was Mishawaka?
Mishawaka.
Mishawaka. All right, guys. Well, we're going to change gears here and go from laser tag, beer drinking, and bowling and pizza. And we're going to talk about the first ever Warsaw Sports and Trading Card Show that they had last weekend at the CCAC event building there at 3215 West Old Road 30, Warsaw, Indiana, 46580. Listen, you know, this was one of those things that came up on my Facebook. And, you know, I've been kind of getting a little bit back into some football cards and stuff like that. And I'm, you know, it kind of piqued my interest more so because Aspen was going to be with me on that Saturday. And I know he's kind of into the whole Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh cards. So I thought we would take an adventure, just me and him, and go over and check this place out. Now, obviously, I'm thinking that I'm going to walk into the CCAC building and there's going to be one fat guy with a card table and about half a dozen cards sitting on it. And I'm going to be like, oh, okay, well, that I was so wrong. This was really nicely set up. I bet they had 25 vendors in there, card dealers in there. And super nice. Every group that I actually took a little time to talk to, super nice people. It was just interesting to see this actually come back into Warsaw. It's been a while since I've actually went to a trading card show like that. I've been to a couple. I did actually years ago with your Uncle Travis go to one in Columbia City. That was a fat guy in a card table. You know, I drove all that way, and that's all it was. So I was really, really pleasantly surprised at this, especially since it's a first deal. It is all ages. It is free admission to get in. It's just like Comic-Con, you know, with all the vendor booths like we were just at with Hall of Heroes. You know, they're all set up with their tables, everything laid out. Every vendor's with their table. Really, really cool. I did buy a couple cards off of one group that was actually, starting a new, place here in Warsaw. It's called Big Haas Sports Cards and Collectibles. It's, down on Winona, I do believe. I'm going to go down there. I have not been there yet. I did talk to another one, they gave me their card for Legacy Games out of Columbia City. They do a lot of, just the old games, the old handhelds, the consoles. They do video game console repairs and stuff like that. Super nice people. Of course, you know, got Aspen a couple packs, and then we found a deal on about 50 Pokemon cards for just a couple bucks. So, you know, I got him something to open and kind of go through. And because, man, card collecting is a lost art, really. I mean, you know, what do you call it, Skyler? Cardboard crack.
Cardboard crack.
Which is exactly what it is, because you could spend big money on that stuff. But I got I bought a couple cards, man. I ain't going to lie. I got me a Tony Gonzalez with some game-worn jersey in it and something I've never, ever had. But yeah, I was super excited about that. You know, they are running sponsors, so they have some sponsors that come in. They do have concessions available in there. So what do they got? I just broke it down. They said the vendor tables are about $40 a table if anybody was being interested in doing something like that. So I just was pleasantly surprised. And this is not the only one they're going to hold this year. This was March 23rd. They've also got one coming up June 22nd, one September 28th, and one November 23rd. So, yeah, this is something that they're going to continue to do throughout the rest of this year. kind of like the record show does, where they do it every 2 or 3 months. And I'm super excited for them. I hope it. I'm planning on going back. I talked to Trevor today, because we know, walking around seeing all the Yu-Gi-Oh cards and stuff like that, he's really into those right now. So get him to come down on the 22nd and probably nab up Aspen and go back and do another round up there, and maybe even get Mike to go with us. He was we were talking about it this afternoon. He was very interested, but he's going to see about changing the work schedule, because he already knows he has to work that day. But yeah, the Warsaw Sports and Trading Card Show at the Warsaw AC or the CCAC event building. Once again, 3215 West Old Road 30, Warsaw, Indiana, 46580. I'm telling you, man, if you're into into sports cards, these guys were really, really cool about talking about it. I was really into it in the early 90s. I mean, I had a ton of them, if you guys remember. And I've been out of it for a long time, so it was kind of cool to get back and talk to these guys about trading cards again. So, a lot of fun.
Mine are over there somewhere.
I mean, it's cardboard crack. Once you get into trading cards, it's like you get the itch.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see. This is my stack that I've gotten in the last week.
I've got cards sitting right next to me.
Oh, wait. Aspen did give me one that came out of the big pack. It was a Dash Hound one looking card, a Dash Bun. So,
yeah. I love Dash Bun. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, here, I got a couple of these. You can have this one. So it sits in here with me.
Nice.
So yeah, that's this last couple of weeks, man, I have been all over the place. I have a list of places we've been, and man, it's been crazy. And so we got a few things to talk about here in the coming episodes. And I'm sure as the weather is getting nicer, we're going to be out having more adventures. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, please.
Are you ready to get out of
the weather?
Are you ready to get out of the house, G-Man?
Yeah. Got the, what do they call that?
Yeah, cabin fever.
Sort of cabin fever, but more so like just get winter out of here.
Yeah.
Get cold weather out of here. I want 70s and sunny.
We were lucky enough when we got home today that it was actually really nice. We sat outside for a little bit, and the Easter egg hunt was actually really pleasurable. I thought it was going to be a lot cooler than what it was, but
now Jess had been stressing out all week. She's like, it's supposed to rain on Sunday. What are we going to do if it rains? Well, just give everybody an umbrella.
We could all manage.
No, man, it was a beautiful day up until about 2 hours ago.
It kind of cooled down a little bit. Yeah,
it started raining too, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you guys got rain?
Yeah, it's raining right now.
Crazy.
It's supposed to rain for the next four
days. We are like 20 miles north of you.
That's true. Yeah, it wasn't raining last time I walked to take Ozzy out. So
new 30s a bear here. So
new 30s
the barrier for rain. The,
yeah,
stops.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it's only like a half a mile north of me.
Yep. Still,
I have literally seen the rain stop at new 30.
I've seen some pretty weird shit like that myself.
Yeah, Colton and I having that conversation last week. Last week about thunderstorms and how we used to watch them.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in. Just that wide open sky and you can just see everything. Good stuff.
Many times I've said that's the thing about being from Indiana. Everybody else, when they hear bad weather, go hide in their house, or we stand outside and wait for the tornado to come just close enough we can touch it before we run inside.
Stand out there with a metal pole in the air and see if lightning will strike you.
Welcome to Indiana. Well, as the call guys rounded out their second year, getting into their third, I wanted to look up what we had done. We actually started Golden Image Podcast February. Our first episode dropped February 24th, 2022. So yeah, we rounded our second year here uh in in late February. We didn't, because of all the oddball episodes and stuff like that, we necessarily didn't, we weren't right on track with our episode listing like the call guys are. And even Tusop was the same way. We added so many extra episodes that we couldn't say, hey, episode 104 was definitely our year, you know, beginning of our year three. So congratulations, guys. We've been doing this pod for 2 years now, which I'm pretty excited about. So what I would like to do for our next episode, and I want you guys to ponder on this and our listeners to ponder on it too, because you can always email us at goldenmojoent with your list. But our next episode, I'd like to do our top, I don't know, how many you want to do? 3, 5? Pick a number.
We don't know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, 5.
All the places. 7? Seven?
Yeah, top 10.
Do top 10. I think we probably ought to do, let's do top three. Let's do top three places that we have been in the last 2 years. What were our favorites of all the places that we've been to in the last 2 years? How's that sound? And we will go over that list in 2 weeks. And this is our pre-production meeting at the end of a post-show.
Only from our episode list, or?
Yep. Okay. Only from our episode list. Top three places that you guys have been that we've talked about. We're kind of rehash them a little bit, and it'd be fun.
You asked me before the show if I had anything that I had been to, and yeah. I literally have a list written on the whiteboard right now.
Listen, you didn't want to tell a story tonight. I could tell. You're like, nope, I got nothing. I'm like, okay.
I got 1, 2, 3, at least 4 right there, and then some different ones.
All right. Well, the episode after next episode, it's going to be all Gunner, where he goes through all the places he's been.
I like it.
Yeah, there we go. I have a list myself, and I love keeping added to this, so definitely ready to get back out, and me and your mom had a couple Fridays off, so we've actually got a chance to go out and do some things and not being on a busy Saturday going somewhere. Although I do want to let you know that Costco starts running their samples about 2 o'clock on Friday, just so you know, which run through most of Saturday. You know, that's the best time to go is when they have samples out. You can just eat your way through fucking Costco.
Yep.
Sky, have you ever had their pizza from their concession stand?
Yeah.
What is it about that greasy slab of cardboard that is so delicious?
You know what the craziest thing to me is? You can get a foot-long hot dog and a drink for $1.50.
It's a beautiful thing.
Their hot dogs are pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. $1.50.
Oh, dude, let me tell you. Because we went up there with you after Jungle George's, and you're like, oh, you got to get these chicken bites.
Yeah.
Those were the best damn chicken bites I've had in my life.
Yep. I wouldn't lie to you. You still need to get those grilled. You should have bought a box of those grilled cheese.
The toaster ones. Toaster put them in the microwave for 30 seconds, then throw them in the toaster.
Did you bought some, right?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're a quick and easy toasted cheese sandwich, man. I'm telling you. And you stick it in your toaster. Damn it, man. It's a beautiful thing.
It just takes one of those things, just overflowing a little bit. You cause a whole house fire.
Hey, you know, these are the chances you take. But yeah, that Kirkland chicken bites are so delicious.
I can't believe how good those stupid things were.
Yeah, absolutely. We just had some a few nights ago. Picked up a bag and then do some tater tots with them. Hell yeah. Bring it on. Love it.
Nice.
All right, guys. Anything else you want to throw out there before we go? They're both thinking.
No, I'm good.
One's thinking, okay, one's drinking.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. Hope everybody had a great Easter. We are staring down the barrel of camping season starting up again. right around the corner. What else is going on? Weather gets nice. We have some mini golf in.
Skylar and I have our trip to Shades planned.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing Shades, and then 2 weeks later, we're going down to Brown County.
Where are you guys staying at in Brown County?
Brown County State Park. Hmm. When we were talking about it the other day, you're like, when we stayed at...
Spring Mill.
I was like, damn it, that's where I meant to book that weekend. Because I want to go caving.
Spring Mill is really, really cool.
If there's enough rain, you can go in that, ride the river.
Yeah, the last time we were there, it was completely dried up, so we didn't get a chance to go down in the flatboat down into the cave. We were supposed to go back last year, but Sarah was extremely pregnant by the time we were gonna go, and so we kind of postponed it. Wonder if our Airbnb is still available.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that was a great house, man. I love that place. And the people that ran it were amazing. I think we talked about it on here.
It depends where you stayed, because they just had a tornado down there right off the river. Because your Airbnb was right off the Ohio River, right?
No, that was a different place. That was the one that me and your mom went down to. That was, I can't even remember the name of the town, but I'd have to look it up again. That was pretty cool. Yeah. No, this was just out of Bedford, wasn't it?
Bedford.
Yeah. So, is that where we went back in to eat? Was in Bedford? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's beautiful country down there. You guys have a blast. But so is that part of the Hoosier National Forest or no? State Park?
I don't know. I don't remember if Brown County State Park is or not.
When are you guys going down there? That's in July, like early July, isn't it? Or late June?
We're going Shades early June, and then Brown County mid-June.
Okay. Because I think we're talking about going down to a Bigfoot convention that's going on down in Brown County somewhere. But that's not till September. Is that September? I don't even know. Doesn't matter. I have to look it all up, but... you get down there, Sky, you have to keep an eye out for Bigfoot because he's been sighted down there a couple times.
I've been working on my Bigfoot call.
Yeah, can I hear it?
Oh yeah.
Ronald Reagan. It is not. Brown County State Park is not a part of the Hoosier National Forest.
I get confused how far they are apart.
I mean, it's in Nashville, so.
Gotcha. That does make more sense. Yeah. Oh, my. And for all you Bigfoot enthusiasts out there, if you need a recording of Skylar doing the Bigfoot call, just give us a shout out.
I'm crying.
All right, guys, let's get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Golden Image Podcast. We so much appreciate you. And if you have any, suggestions or complaints or just need that recording of Skyler Bigfoot call, give us a shout out, goldenmojoent@gmail.com. And go check out our website at goldenmojoent.com, where you can find all of your Golden Mojo Entertainment Empire I don't even know. The merchandise podcast. Is there. Yeah.
Merchandise.
Golden Image Podcast merch. We have some shirts and some glasses up there. So, plus, you can check out all the other podcasts in the Empire, which include The Call Guys, The United States Paranormal, Indiana Chiefs Fans, Golden 80s, Murd Nerds, and yes, A Court of Books and Boo still has merch up there. If you want to go and get yourself a t-shirt or a kid's shirt or some wine glasses or trying to think what else was in there, but there's other stuff in there. So go check it out. GoldenMojoENT.com. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So wrong. So wrong. You know Colton just swerved off the side of the road on that one. You know that, right? I'm going to get a phone call. All right, guys. Later.
Oh, I finally got a crap this game.
Rock on!
Oh! Wow! No!